Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. You know, sometimes, depending on the arrangements that I make with companies I consult with, I get to ride in the field with sales reps. It's something I really enjoy doing. And recently, I rode with two reps from a medical device company that sells products to neurosurgeons. Each of these sales reps had vastly different levels of experience, and as you may know, neurosurgeons are often very short on patients, and you better get their attention if you expect your sales presentation to go anywhere. Well, the first sales rep I rode with is Glenn. Glenn has been with the company for 12 years. He's a veteran who has a good deal of business in the territory, but according to his manager, he's been losing business steadily to the competition. So Glenn and I walk into the doctor's office, and he knows everyone there, and everyone knows him. They like him. They're smiling at him. The ladies are obviously very, very happy to see him. People are friendly. We go into the doctor's office, and the doctor says, "Well, hello, Glenn. Nice to see you again. It's been a while." "Glenn, you're wearing a tie." "I don't know if I've ever seen you in a tie." I got the impression that Glenn put on the tie just for me, and it made me wonder what he usually wears. You know, probably scrubs, which, by the way, is inappropriate for a sales call to the doctor's office, but that's another subject. So next, Glenn starts doling out the pleasantries. He asks the doctor about his golf game, whether he went skiing this year, and he even got in a few comments about the Super Bowl. So I could tell by looking at the doctor, you know, the look on his face, it's kind of saying, "Did you come here to talk sports with me?" So this goes on for about 7 minutes of Glenn wasting the doctor's time. And finally, Glenn says, "So, Doc, we haven't done any business in a long time. We have a new widget, and I was wondering if you would schedule a case with me to try it." Next thing I know, Glenn whips out a brochure, and he starts to essentially read it to the doctor. So he's going through, and the doctor interrupts him, and he says, "You know, Glenn, does that come in some different sizes, I mean, or different configurations?" So Glenn doesn't even know the answer to the question. He starts paging frantically through the brochure, not even knowing what page the information is on. And Glenn starts to stammer and stutter, and he's looking nervous. And all I could think is that this veteran sales rep is really looking worse than a rookie. He is terribly unprepared to engage a busy neurosurgeon. Finally, the doctor has enough, and he says, "You know, Glenn, it's nice to see you, but I like the product I'm using, but I'll keep what you have in mind." And Glenn says, hey, Doc, you know, you sure you don't want to try it? Hey, you know, my son starts college in the fall, and I could sure use the money." And Glenn says it laughing, but, you know, it really wasn't funny. The doctor stands up, he shakes Glenn's hand and mine, and he walks out of the office to see his patients. So Glenn, the veteran, the journeyman sales rep, was totally unprepared. And he was winging it and not doing it very well. I kind of got the impression that this is the way he does it most of the time, if not all of the time. And he was using the brochure as a crutch, very ineffectively, I might add. And he acted as if he was seeing the brochure for the first time. I was embarrassed for him. So later that afternoon, Glenn and I met up with a relatively new rep named Donna, who has been with the company for just 4 months. And I get into Donna's car, and we leave Glenn behind. Now, Donna is very, very nervous, and she asks me if I have any suggestions as to how to approach the doctor that we are about to visit. And I said, "Well, Donna, just let me ask you one thing. Are you prepared for the presentation?" Donna hands me a folder with the doctor's name on it. I open it, and it was thoroughly organized with pages and pages of information. There's an information sheet about the doctor, how long he has been in practice, where he went to college and medical school, where he did his residency, and there's copies of some journal articles that he co-authored. She had reams of competitive information about the products that the doctor was currently using. And she even prepared a side-by-side comparison sheet in Excel comparing features of both the products, and she highlighted those where her company had a distinct advantage and those where it did not. Next, I found a list of questions she had prepared to find out information and to pave the way to discuss her product. I mean, she was prepared. I said, "Donna, I'm just here to observe. Just do what you would normally do." So Donna's pretty nervous, and I think looking a little nervous made her look humble in the doctor's eyes. Again, another neurosurgeon. He was rather serious and to the point, but whereas Glenn just jumped in and asked the other doctor to use his product without any rhyme or reason, the experience with Donna was very, very different. First, she asked the doctor if he minded if she used some notes that she had prepared. She crosses her legs, she opens a folder in her lap, and then she started to ask very specific questions about the doctor's practice and the particular procedures that her product is designed for. The doctor answered many of her questions, but then he cut her off and he said, "Look, I know that you're asking me these questions because you want to sell me your product, but let me save you some time. My only complaint about my current product is that every time I use it at the hospital, someone from the hospital gives me grief about the price. So if you have something similar for less money, I'll take a look at it." Truthfully, this is where I expected Donna to blow it. Most sales reps would just pull out their product at this point and tell the doctor what it costs. Donna leans back in her chair and says, "Doctor, tell me, what are the hospital's pricing concerns? What do they want?" The doctor replies, he says, "They want something that costs less. If you could find out what it is and you have something that's similar, we'll talk business. You have something for me to look at? Can I see your product?" So Donna says, "Of course," and she hands the doctor her sample. Now, again, most reps at this point would have just started rattling off features and benefits, but Donna didn't. She asked, "Doctor, what is most important to you about the product that you're currently using?" And the doctor rattled off three or four things, and Donna showed him how her product conformed to his needs. And then she said, "Doctor, what if I can make the hospital happy about the pricing issue? Will you give my product a try?" The doctor said, "Absolutely." So Donna asked, "Who should I speak with at the hospital, and would it be okay if I told them that you asked me to speak with them?" Donna walked into this sales call with a plan, and she left the call with a plan to close the sale and a commitment from the doctor. Now let me ask you, what was the main difference between Glenn's sales call and Donna's sales call? You're probably going to answer, Donna was better prepared. That's pretty obvious. But why wasn't Glenn prepared? I believe the reason that Glenn wasn't prepared, and I witnessed it as well as sensed it while being with him, is because of complacency. Glenn was complacent, and that led him to arrogance. Not preparing for a scheduled presentation with a busy neurosurgeon is arrogance. He just thought he could walk in and charm the doctor and give an extemporaneous sales presentation. It didn't work. Donna, on the other hand, was nervous and hungry. She was new in her territory and trying to build her business. She was the opposite of complacent. She was relatively new. She had nothing to be complacent about. In fact, she was focused and she was taking careful aim at her targets. I think Glenn is probably approaching burnout. He maintains the business that he has, or at least tries to, according to a sales manager, and then he takes an occasional few shots in the air, hoping something will fall. So here's my point. If you're feeling pretty confident because you have been in your territory for years and years, don't be. There is someone like Donna who is hungry and gunning for your business and is willing to put in the time and to do whatever needs to be done to take your business. And if you think you can wing it because you're a veteran and you're up against someone like Donna, it's like taking a knife to a gunfight. The more prepared, better trained, more focused, more organized sales rep with a similar product will win. Here is the overriding message. Complacency kills, and it will kill your business, slowly but surely. If you don't think that the new sales rep who just went to work for your competition is a threat to your business, think again, and then you better prepare to defend your business by doing everything that you did to build your business. And what was that? To be prepared. Prepare, prepare, prepare. That's the key to success in this business. And if you need some help preparing your sales force to take business and to motivate them to avoid complacency and to avoid burnout, then you and I should talk. I focus exclusively on sales performance for companies that sell to healthcare with highly specialized, highly customized keynote presentations and workshops. Please give me a call at 561-333-8255. 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. Or visit my website at www.medicalsalestraining.com. And as you go through a career as a medical sales professional, please remember that nothing is ever more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Thanks for joining me on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm Mace Haroff. Bye for now.